thanks, Rob. That's been a very clear challenge to ACRA to go forward. The one thing you didn't mention, which I mentioned in the introduction, was whether there's a role in the community-controlled sector in providing primary healthcare services a pushback against privatisation, because I believe they can outperform private or public sector providers in delivering healthcare services, as the Aboriginal community-controlled services demonstrate. So would you like to comment on that?
Well, so other states, I mean, Victoria's got its sort of primary health network kind of thing, albeit, you know, it gets mixed reviews and it's not perfect, but it does a reasonably good job at integrating service models at a local community level. And it's well worth you, if you haven't seen them, I say to everybody I work with interstate, come and have a look at them, you know, because they are, I mean, I used to work in them, and I know that they are quite good. And Lynn Moore Gaines here, who runs one of the health services in Victoria, I'm sure she'd be happy to share with you her expertise. And it's not from the point of saying, well, aren't we clever in Victoria? That's not what it's about. It's about saying, hey, NGOs can get themselves into the primary healthcare space, you know, and Medicare, essentially, which is the basis on which primary healthcare is built, is actually a bottomless pit of funding which can be used by the NGO sector to build its capacity in the primary health field. So to answer your question, until we start to get some of those really basic building blocks in place in every state in Australia, and good examples, the Aboriginal health sector is a very good example, we need more of those examples happening across Australia. And so a lot of the work I'm doing outside of my everything else I seem to be doing is actually working with NGOs, helping them get into that space of building primary health care models. So,
okay. Stephanie, had a question or comment?
I can hear.
In South Australia, the Health Consumers Alliance of South Australia, the organisation that I'm from, has been very involved with our five Medicare locals to differing degrees. We're a founding member of two of them, and I'm on the board of one. I would agree with everything that you've said about lessons to be learned from Medicare locals.
I'm pleased to hear that.
And I actually, I think there is merit in the Horvath report and what some of the things that have been said. And I think workforce has been a particular issue. You know, in South Australia, most of the people that went into the Medicare locals came from the divisions and from the health department. And they are very good people, there's no doubt about that. But they are providers and doers. Some of them have planning experience. So there's been an obvious natural tendency for the Medicare locals to be providers and doers and not to be purchasers and commissioners. And so that's been a problem from our perspective, and there's also been a tendency for them to see community engagement as corporate communications and risk management in terms of dealing with stakeholders, which has been a real shame. Mm. We have done some consultancy work with one of the Medicare locals, consumer engagement around the after-hours program, which went really well. But then they started to employ staff to do all of their community engagement and had a different approach. So one of the things that concerns me about your clarity of purpose list is I didn't see anything. It was very much to me about doing to and not with communities. And I would like to see something around community engagement and partnering with communities, consumers, to do all of that work and for that to be fundamental. But other than that, I think it was a pretty good list in terms of clarity.
I'll try and correct that for my next presentation.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Rod. Join with me in thanking him for his presentation.
Russell,
yeah.
Sorry, can I just make a suggestion? We're running way over for lunch, and the catering are kind of, you know, have the food ready for us. Can I suggest we invite Hope to kick off this afternoon's session rather than finish this session? We will get you, Hope, don't worry. then you'll have a little bit more time. Otherwise, we're really pushed. Okay.
Thanks,
happy with
Tony.
That?
Yeah. That's a good suggestion. Thanks very much for attending this session.